751, joined on the line now by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
All right. First of all, congratulations on your victory. You know, you were a baseball player and all. What was this like? Was this like an umpire's review or something of a call? I mean, what was it? Was it like pins and needles waiting for the results to come in on the recount?
Yeah, there's a lot of analogies one could use, but it was certainly unusual. But it's a great honor to get the opportunity to serve again. Obviously, my home district, so I'm very, very grateful to voters, and it was certainly exciting and dramatic.
All right, now you were saying that you're energized now, moving in with this close election. Tell us about what you're looking forward to for the next 2 years, especially the upcoming session.
Well, you know, serving in office, there's the politics, and then there's the legislating. And you know, I ran for office first and foremost because I want to be part of the policymaking process, and so getting to serve another 2 years, it means a lot to me. It's very exciting because I get to be part of the policymaking process in this state. So I think we have a lot of challenges before us, both in this community and across the state of Connecticut. First and foremost, making sure the economy works for everyone, that we can reduce the cost of living with all this inflation, that we can reduce taxes, create economic growth. That's probably my top priority for the next 2 years. That's the policy conversation I want to be most a part of. We also need to protect local control of our towns and to change 830G so we have more influence over planning and zoning. And that's something I'm already having conversations with some of my Democratic colleagues about. Keeping people safe, that's very important. And then making sure that kids are doing well academically and otherwise in the aftermath of the pandemic. These are all kind of policy issues that are priorities for me and I think a lot of voters too.
You're the lone Republican standing in the Greenwich delegation. Does this change your approach at all?
My approach is always been, and this is really a product of listening to voters, that I think we need to be bipartisan. We need to reach across the aisle. And the voters in their wisdom in Greenwich said that they want a Republican state senator and three Democratic state House members. So, you know, I stand ready to work across the aisle. Work with anyone, no matter their background, both locally and across the state. Again, I think voters are really tired of kind of the divisiveness of politics. And the verdict they rendered here in Greenwich is that they want people of both parties representing them. And so I'm very excited to work with Hector and Rachel, who are obviously new to the delegation, and Steve, who I have a good working relationship with as well. So, you know, hopefully we can do the work of the people in a collaborative way.
All right, let's talk about some short-term things here. This is the gas tax holiday, free bus service. They're due to end December 1st. The governor's talked about maybe phasing them back in or out, I guess, depending on how you look at it, but the tax will come back in. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, so I obviously expect for some period of time the gas tax the gas tax cut to be passed again. You know, frankly, I tend to agree with the governor that in the long term, the tax relief that we need should be broader and incentivize or encourage economic growth. We do have a short-term surplus, and we should use that for the type of tax relief that is most conducive to economic growth in the long run. Which, in my opinion, is income tax rate reductions, because that'll make it easier to work here, to raise a family here, to form households here, to create jobs, and invest in Connecticut. So, listen, I think there's clear bipartisan support for at least short and medium-term gas tax relief. But there needs to be a long-term policy discussion about how to create growth, reduce the cost of living, reduce the cost of our energy bills, which is, I think, a regulatory discussion. And that reform needs to happen. It's long overdue. But, you know, we need to make sure that we're having the right discussion both about short-term policy relief, but also long-term policy reform that makes this economy work for everybody for years and years to come.
And then another one that's going to be coming up, this is the hero pay. Everyone that was deemed essential was supposed to get $1,000, but so many applicants, it's down to $230-something dollars now. What are your thoughts there? The governor wants that, I think, is $100 million to try to make this work. Where do you stand on that?
Well, you know, these are probably the types of things that, you know, they're much more than rounding errors. And it's very unfortunate that that you make these types of promises with taxpayer money and it comes out so crooked that, you know, again, you promise $1,000 and it only divides out $200 per person. I mean, at the same time, we spend a lot of money in this state as is, and the tax burden is very high as is. And so you're talking about taking money from one pocket and putting it in the other, you know, taking it from the middle class and the working class who pay the taxes in this state and putting it in the other. So I think we should have a conversation about it. But, you know, raising overall spending by $100 million here and $100 million there, you know, is not sustainable. It adds up. It's exactly why it's so costly and the taxes are so high in the state as is. So let's have the conversation.
All right, Senator Fazio, thanks very much for your time this morning and look forward to our Thursday morning's get-together in the third Thursday of each month. Thanks for your time this morning. Take care.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
Okay. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Just